بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ناصر المستضعفين، نكال الظالمين، صريخ المستصرخين، موضع حاجات الطالبين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين. وبعد، سادتي العلماء الأفاضل، إخواني المؤمنين، أخواتي، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. قال تعالى في كتابه المجيد: إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. وقال تعالى: فلولا نفر من كل فرقة منهم طائفة ليتفقهوا في الدين ولينذروا قومهم إذا رجعوا إليهم لعلهم يحذرون. It's been very clear that we have been enjoying the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. The blessing that He gave us is the guidance to this religion. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal wills that His blessing continues. So He has prepared from time to time some people who take care of this religion. Those people actually are called the ulama. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Madadul ulama afdal min dima'i shuhada. The ink of the ulama is better than the blood of the shuhada. Why? Because those ulama give the life, or they wake the people from their sleeping so that they can recognize in this life the right from the wrong. Two of our ulama were really prepared for this religion. They are first Sayyid al-Imam Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayh, and the second is al-Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayh. Those two ulama cared much for us in particular and for humanity in general. Their efforts were focusing on finding a way that wakes this nation. And in the same time, they were admired by some people who became Muslim after that by the good behaviors and manners they had. They could accurately and carefully make a balance between the life and its needs and the religion and its responsibilities. For the people who followed and persuade As-Sayyidul Imam and As-Shaheedul Sadr Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhima, they could see them in the mihrab for the ibadah and in the street filling people's needs and cares. Also, we can figure that from their pens, for example, we feel how they tried to treat and repair the weakest link in our society. Now I will mention some of the most important activities that the Sayyid al-Imam and the Shaheed al-Sadr were looking forward to. First, they both believed in establishing al-Marji'iyyah al-Rashida, which is called Walayat al-Faqih, and the Marji' or the Mujtahid who fights his desires and has the ability to lead the nation is eligible to have the Walayat. The walayat means more than judgment and the rights or hukuk and helpings for people. Sayyidul Imam was seeking for the oneness of the Muslimin. He tried to gather all Muslims on or under one flag. One of his advices and recommendations was to pray behind one Imam, and it doesn't matter in which madhab. Also, Shaheed al-Sadr, by the way, when he talked to the Muslimin, he sometimes says, "Oh, my Sunni son," and sometimes, "My Shi'i son." So he had no differences between the whole Muslims. Secondly, they both tried to prove that the religion is more than worshipping and theory. It is kind of deed and action. In Sayyidul Imam Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi's books, you see him as a alim Rabbani explaining the Salat as a spiritual ibadah, and he swims deeply into Allah Azza wa Jalla's love. And you see him watching the wronged people, and he cried for them no matter which community and which religion our madhab. Sayyidul Imam fortunately achieved what he was caring for, and nearly we are all positive and familiar with his life and his character. Unfortunately, not all the people are familiar with the Sayyid al-Shaheed al-Sadr Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi, because of the short life and because of the media by the Ba'ath regime at that time. Sayyid al-Shaheed Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi had left a valuable treasure for the Muslimin. His books he wrote show how our religion can solve all our problems, and this life is problems. He wrote about our Islamic economy, how strong it is, and our belief and our philosophy, many ways to prove the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he wrote those books for the whole world, not just for the Muslim people. Some of his books have been taught in some universities. On the other hand, some of the ulama and philosophers from different countries and religions admired his books. So some of them headed for to Najaf al-Ashraf for visiting al-Imam al-Shaheed al-Sadr Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayh, and they were surprised when they saw him in that normal and simple house he lived. For the others, he sacrificed himself for Islam and Muslimin, refusing the dhulm and controlling people by the force. When he was excused by the Ba'ath regime. Finally, we can take this occasion as an opportunity to learn from our ulama how we care for one another, refusing any pain that tries to keep us away from one another, and the pain that brings bad reputation to our religion. I would like to thank you all, our brothers who came here to share us our feelings in this occasion, especially our brothers from the other madhahib. And if this refers to something, it refers to the strong brotherhood and relationship between us. Thank you all. And آخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.